Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 8. We spent the last couple of episodes looking at verse 3, where Paul explains this very important truth about how Jesus condemned sin in the flesh. Because remember, I've talked a lot about the relationship between sin and the law and death. And this is very important in Paul's understanding of the gospel. Now, in verse 4, he makes this statement that Jesus did all this so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now, there's two things in this verse I want to look at in this episode. One is the requirement of the law, and two, walking not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. First, what Paul means by the requirement of the law. Well, I don't think he means that it's doing every single commandment of the law. Let's just keep it very practical. What is the requirement of the law? Like, what is the point of the whole law? Well, really, the point of the whole law is that it reflects the character and nature of God, that God wanted a people that would demonstrate His character and nature to the nations around them. That was the whole plan that He had for the children of Israel through the law, so that they could be like Him. I mean, Jesus said it this way: you fulfill the whole law in these two commandments, love God and love your neighbor. So that's the requirement. And this was the intention of the law, but like Paul's already told us, it was weak in the flesh. The commandment was not able to produce the result. So God provides something greater. And this leads to the second point that I want to discuss in this episode. He gives us the Spirit. Now, He's already alluded to this truth in verse 2, where He says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. So now there's this new operating principle at work in the life of the believer. And I love this part of Paul's understanding of the gospel, because really in chapter 8, this is where I would say the rubber hits the road. This is the how-to. For Paul, it's very practical. It's entering into the realm of the Spirit, which is the provision of God for our lives to be able to do the right thing. That's how the character and nature of God is manifested in the life of the believer. And this is what Paul's going to go into great detail in the next verses. And he's going to explain how living according to the Spirit is the way that everything which Christ has done for us is manifested, is realized through us, in us, as the children of God. So this is going to be a very, very important truth. So in this episode, I just want us to see how God has put us in a place where all the requirement of the law is met through this one simple process that Paul explains as walking according to the Spirit. Now, we're going to unpack what that looks like in the coming episodes on a very practical level. We're going to go to some other areas of Paul. We're going to talk about walking the Christian life. But this is the link for Paul. This is where the Christian life becomes practical. See, it's not just a theological exercise for Paul. It's not just about the objective truth that's come about because of the work of Christ. It's now the subjective realm of how that truth becomes real and actualized in our lives. So that's what walking according to the Spirit is going to be all about. So in this episode, I just want you to consider this beautiful truth that God now invites us into the reality of all that He's done in Christ by encouraging us to walk according to the Spirit. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.